The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Ahoy, and welcome to the Boating Hour with Captain Rick. The Boating Hour brings you the latest and greatest essential information about everything that sails, floats, or motors upon the high seas of Southern California. From land lovers to old salts, there'll be something for everyone. So climb aboard and get ready to sail with Captain Rick.
Ahoy out there, and welcome again to the Boating Hour. I'm Captain Rick. I want to thank you for joining us here on AM 870. We're here every Saturday at 4 p.m. Please be sure to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com. Now on social media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble, The Boating Hour with Captain Rick. Thanks to our sponsor for our show today. For a healthy gut, the best probiotic on the market, Livia One Probiotics, natural, organic, and allergen free. And remember, race committees, regatta chairs, and event coordinators. If you need volunteers and helpers for your event, no matter how large or small, we can help, whether at land or sea, contact Captain Rick. With our new sponsorship and alliance with Raycom, we can come out and supply the radio communications. I'll work on mark set boat, photo or committee boats, or at your awards presentation. Reliable two-way private communications with no drop or dead zones. Contact Captain Rick at theboatinghour.com. Well, we've brought our guest from last week, Sean from Catalina Crew. You're back in studio. Thanks for joining me again this week.
Thanks for having me. Well, Rick, Captain Rick.
I wanted to have you in. We barely scratched the surface. There's not enough time to talk about all the things we want to talk about, but I want you to plug a few things. And then we're going to call from Hawaii, Paul, who's on one of the islands in Hawaii, and he's kind of a lot like you, an entrepreneur.
Hey, I was actually just out in Hawaii.
Oh, no kidding.
And just surfed the whole North Shore.
Oh, my goodness.
With this big wave legend named Adam 12. He's an older gentleman. He still paddles out at Pipeline at 68. And he brought us this place called Mukalea. And it was the first time I had seen 15-foot waves like that. You paddle out a mile. And my heart was racing so hard.
Wow.
Until we caught a wave. And I've always done sports my whole life, you know, baseball, basketball, football, hockey, snowboard. But where we're from in the East Coast, we don't have surf like this. So I'm new to surfing, and to go out and do that, the guy actually said, he goes, paddling out and paddling back in and living is one thing. Riding a wave, too. He's like, that's legendary. And I was like, all right, cool. And then the next day, we're at Pipeline. It wasn't a huge day. It was only 6 to 8, but it was still pretty epic to surf that.
My goodness, Hawaii, what a thing.
Yeah, and if you guys ever look up Adam 12, he was in the movie The North Shore.
Okay.
He's a great guy. He's actually a Christian. He saves people who are going through a lot of trying times and troubles, and he's from Florida. And he moved to the North Shore, Hawaii, in the late 70s. So he was hanging out with Jerry Lopez and all those big-time surfers back in the day, the original Pipe Dogs, as they call them.
Man, that's somebody I want to get on the show. We're going to mention that to Paul. We're going to have him online just in a few minutes. Well, let's plug a little bit. CatalinaCrew.com. Let's plug a couple of YouTube.
So CatalinaCrew.com is the website. Catalina Crew is for any of your boating needs. We will captain any vessel. We do surveys. We also repair vessels. We do yacht management, charter 3 of our own boats, a Duffy, a private ferry from Marina Del Rey to Catalina. And we also have a big party boat. So anything you need boat related. And we also sell tie-dye hoodies. A portion of proceeds go to autistic charities because my brother has Asperger's. He's actually, he moved out to LA 2 years ago. And he just sat on a panel at LA Comic Con talking about kids who are artists with mental disabilities.
Wow.
And so he's actually making some traction. His page is called RM Productions, Ryan McCarthy. And Tamashi is his anime books. And he writes, illustrates, and produces all the volumes, and there's 12 of them.
God,
so, it's pretty
cool. Something, Sean? I'm going to invite you back and do a whole show just on that. You know, I had a cousin, James Horner, the composer, did quite a few movies. He had Asperger's, very severe case, And he was so functional, so successful.
Yeah.
And, you know, he dealt with that. And so I like the idea of contributing and being a part of helping, you know, people with that, with Asperger's. Because a lot of high-functioning people, if they get the support and the love around them, very successful and wonderful lives. Okay, in studio with Sean from Catalina Crew, we now have on my 189th show, I want to welcome Paul from Hawaii. Thanks for joining Captain Rick on the Boating Hour.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's pretty exciting. Well, Paul, I'm very excited to have you on the show. I had a friend that was over on your island and told me all about you. You're a DJ, a sailor, you know, a charter crew. Tell me all the things that you do. But first, what island are you on?
I am on the island of Kauai. I've been here for about pushing 18 years now. I arrived here on a cruise ship working aboard as a musician. And that's how I got here. I like what I saw, so I jumped ship.
Oh, nice. That's exciting, man. So you're a DJ and you charter boats as well?
No. I wear a lot of hats. My sailing experience is not as extensive as I would have liked it to have been, but I did spend a lot of years on cruise ships. I have worked on a few sailboats over the years, and believe it or not, I taught sailing in the Bahamas when I used to work for Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. There used to be a little island we'd pull into called Coco Cay, and for extra money, I would I'd teach sailing and
wow.
Show people how to use a Hobie Cat. So that's pretty much my sailing experience, but mainly cruise ships is what I did for many, many years.
Wow. Well, you know, of course, my favorite show was The Love Boat.
Yeah, that's before my time.
With reality.
Yeah. What, Sean, that was before your time? You've not seen The Love Boat?
I'm born in the
80s,
so I know what The Love Boat is. I know the guy with the mustache and stuff. That's
oh, my
it.
Goodness, you haven't lived
it's,
that.
Doesn't that have like some like soundtrack where it's like, you know, it almost sounds like a Price is Right type song?
It's an absolute, you know something, Sean, you're missing out. You got to go back
get a Nick at Night subscription and we'll be good to go.
What? How exciting was that working on cruise ships, Paul? I hear they work you 20 hours a day.
Well, as a musician, I probably had the best job on the ship. I only actually had to work, if you want to call it working, playing music. I was on stage for maybe 3 to 4 hours, and the rest of the time, I had passenger status, which meant I could do what most of the passengers were doing within limitations. So I had a pretty cush job on board the ships.
What do you play? What's instruments?
I am a bass player. I started playing bass back when the Beatles were still together. I'm old. In fact, when I was young, the Dead Sea was only sick.
There you go.
You know, I talk about bass players. When I was young, I threw a newspaper to James Jameson, the famous bass player.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's a nice guy. He used to be practicing in his garage. I got to know him. And I think his son's by the same name. I don't know him. But, I was a little kid. I threw a newspaper, and I was one of those kids that I would fill in when other kids got sick. So I just loved it, riding my bike around and throwing papers. You know, I treated it like it was a baseball game, you know, landing on the porch. I got a great arm. So I enjoyed that. I met a lot of people. Yeah, the bass player that brought melody to bass. So
that's right. James Jamerson is an icon. And coincidentally, I'm actually working right now on a show with the Kauai Singers here. And I'm playing bass. It's like an extended Motown medley. It's about an hour long. There's that many songs. You could put them in an hour and more. And I had to learn all of his parts, which is definitely a challenge.
Wow. God, that's exciting. Well, let's plug a few things of yours. First of all, let's get that out and how people can find you and tell us a little bit about all the things that you do and maybe some stories on some exciting events and how we get to the island. Because I want to come down there. Now, you also give what, tours? How did my friend meet you?
Yeah, well, I'm a conductor on a train. It's a Kilohana plantation, and it's an old train that goes around 105 acres. And my job is we've got generally about maybe 200 people aboard the train. And what I do is I keep them happy and talk about what they see around the train. We stop the train and we feed animals. We have, we got horses, cows, a donkey, what else? We got a velociraptor that shows up once in a while. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I have a captive audience and a microphone for 40 minutes. So it's what I do to keep people happy while they're here.
So kind of like the Jungle Cruise at Disneyland in real life?
As a matter of fact, I use a lot of those jokes because they work.
There you go.
And the jokes that I want to tell will get me fired, so I have to really watch what I say.
I got you. Yeah, gotta keep it. Gotta keep it PG.
Holy moly, you have no idea.
All right, that's exciting. And how do people find out about that? What's the website? What's the contact info?
What you do is look up Killahana Plantation. That's K-I-L-O-H-A-N-A. It's a plantation. It's an old sugarcane plantation. And it is it's right in Lihue, which is the main town on Kauai. We're just about 5 minutes from the harbor. And what they do is they do tours. They have a luau. They have a rum tasting room. They have a rum safari. You ride on the top of a truck that seats 20 people, and you get drunk and throw tortillas to pigs. And
wow.
My part of it is to be the conductor on the train. And I also do a hike through the orchard. They have a big fruit orchard. So it's about a mile long, and I take people through the orchard, and we pick fruit.
Wow. You know, I'm not familiar with the islands. Is there is that one of the surf islands? Are people coming out there?
Yeah, there's some pretty good surf all around the island. It all depends on where you go. I'm really not much of a surfer. But there's some amazing places here as far as surf is concerned from my surf buddies. They tell me all about it. I've been a scuba diver most of my life.
You know, I am getting scuba certified. I'm now a beginner. I'm a novice because I want to go behind Catalina to Farnsworth Bank.
Well, so we actually have a lady. She works with National Geographic and actually Indigenous Charities, who Adam 12, who I met in the North Shore, the guy I paddled out pipeline with, he introduced me to her. She's coming out. She's a free diver, and she dives with tanks and whatnot. We're going to do that in Catalina, so if you want to come.
Oh, my goodness. I want to come. I want to get her on the show. Tell Paul what you did in Hawaii. It's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah. So I'm you know, like I was telling them, I've done athletics my whole life and snowboarded and stuff, but I was new to surfing because we're from the East Coast. And I've been surfing probably continuously for less than a year. And we were just out there a month ago, and we surfed the whole North Shore, including Pipeline. And what these gentlemen, they're big wave legends from, like, you know, they're 68 years old and still paddling out. And they were saying how getting out and getting back in is a feat, but actually getting up and riding a wave was pretty legendary. So I was pretty stoked on that. It was cool. So we rode everywhere, Mukulea, we rode Pipeline. We rode every Chun's, every single place in the North Shore. It was pretty cool.
Wow. I play in the whitewash. So, of course, you know.
The waves are like a mile out, too. Like Mukulea, it's like you're feeling like you're paddling out a mile. And then these things are bombs on top of you, like 15-foot bombs. And you're like, but they don't break like it does in California. It's a shore break, so it goes right on you. These ones are more like rollers. So, but it, yeah, it's pretty cool. Now I can see why people from Hawaii just love surfing.
Yeah, well, and they're all so fit. I don't think I've ever met a Hawaiian that wasn't fit. You know, Oregon and Hawaiian. I think it's like a law that if you're going to be in those states, you got to be fit, athletic, and good looking.
Yeah, or you play football.
Football.
Yeah, they play football too.
Yeah, a lot of Hawaii. Well, let's get back to Paul. So, Paul, tell me about being a DJ. Do you parties? Are you doing events? What kind of stuff are you doing in that part?
I work for a station called Shaka 103.1, and my job right now, I've been doing this for about a year. I'm tracking currently, so my show is pre-recorded. I'm on between 1 and 6 o'clock, and I come on between the songs and talk about what just played and what's coming up and tell bad jokes, and it's a lot of fun.
That's
so
cool.
I've been doing it for about a year.
Oh, that does sound exciting, because I'm definitely going to have to come out and visit you and take that train ride and feed the animals. I love doing that. It sounds real exciting and going out there. I'm not sure if I can handle the Hawaii waves. You know, I was a big fan of Hawaii 5-0, and that looked like a 50-foot wave.
We actually, when we were in Waikiki in the restaurant, they had the Testarossa from Magnum PI.
Oh, no kidding.
Which was kind of cool.
Wow. So that's exciting. So you're on the radio. Are you doing any private events, you know, as a DJ?
No. I still play live with a few different bands on the island. In fact, that's how I was approached by one of the guys who runs the station. He heard me talking on the microphone, and he came up to me and said, "Hey, you've got the perfect face for radio, or you're an earthen in the job."
As do I. Everybody can attest here. And I've got my co-host. I want to introduce you to my real co-host. He's the Coast Guard teddy bear that protects children when they sleep at night. And, you know, I talk about my co-host. I talk about the Coast Guard Auxiliary, the volunteer that help the Coast Guard and do public safety. And a lot of people don't know it's a teddy bear. So I've actually gotten emails. You don't let your co-host talk. I find that really funny. It's a teddy bear because I talk about the Coast Guard quite a bit. And last year they were the featured branch in the longest, oldest, most prestigious running Armed Service Day parade. It's a week before Memorial Day because Memorial Day you have Fleet Week. And the Coast Guard was the featured branch last year. This year it's the Space Force. And I'll tell you, I don't know which came first, but Space Force, their patch looks like the Enterprise on Star Trek.
It sure does.
And I've been told, because people say, oh, you guys copied that from the show, Star Trek, right? And I've been told that this division of the Air Force goes back to the 50s, between World War One and before Korea.
Okay.
And that was going to be a division of the Air Force, which it actually is. It's the tech branch. And that logo was created in the early 50s. I don't know if this is folklore, if it's true. I'm going to have somebody from Space Force on the show because they're the featured branch at the Armed Service Parade. But I heard that Star Trek found out about it, and they copied it from the Air Force, from the branch that didn't – it's recent. Space Force is new. But they
I know it's new. I didn't even know that. I didn't know they were going like that.
Yeah, but it's they're now a separate branch. But this was one particular division of the. I'll have someone come on and explain it. But it's very important. They're technologically the smart ones.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Well, here I am, Paul, here I am in the studio with all this technology, and all I do is put my ugly face to the microphone. So I don't know what Josh is doing over there, how he makes this thing, how they record it. Space Force is not something that I think I even understand yet. But we're going to have somebody come on. That's great. So if I want to come out there, what would I do? Where would I stay? What kind of vacation can I expect when I come out there, and how do I contact someone and then get on you on your train and then and listen to you?
Well, like I said, Killahanna Plantation, and it's called the Killahanna Plantation Railway, and you can just look it up on the internet. We are based very close to the airport, and it's a very popular attraction. We get a lot of people from all over that come up over the train. You know, we had on the train not too long ago. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. He was on vacation.
Oh,
and,
no kidding.
Got to hang out with him for about an hour. Yeah, what a nice guy he was. He really was super nice.
Is he as big and scary as he looks on television?
Well, his arm is bigger around than my body.
He's a big boy.
He's tall. He's about 6'20".
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
You ever seen his cheat days on Instagram? He eats like 20,000 calories in a meal.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Goodness.
Yeah.
He's like the real Paul Bunyan, in real life.
Yeah, but he's incredibly nice. I was very, very surprised. I have a new appreciation for him after talking with him.
You know who's one of the nicest guys I've ever met? I did a lot of photography, and I was on the red carpet of a small event. It wasn't one of the big shows. And the featured celebrity MC was Mr. T back in the day.
So Pity the Fool.
I'm going way back.
Pity the Fool.
Don't be
my and I loved him, but, he was – he's kind of like the Fonzie, who's the nicest guy in the world, playing the tough guy. And he was the nicest guy, the warmest, most genuine guy, even gave me a hug. I wish I had a picture of that, but I was the one with the camera. And it's kind of, some of these, tough guys. I hear a lot of the tough guys in real life, from the Western movies to what we see. That's a character they play. But once in a while, you get these guys that they're just playing themselves.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure.
They are the tough guys, like the MMA guys. They're really tough in real life.
When he plays Clubber Lang in the Rocky movies too.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He's kind of those 80 movies I have seen. Those 80s movies.
Oh, that's right. You're an 80s boy.
Yeah.
Forget. I'm one generation ahead of you. Well, if you're just joining us now, you're listening to the Boating Hour. I'm Captain Rick. I'm here every Saturday at 4 p.m. And please be sure to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com, where you can listen to our podcast and link to our many guests. For a healthy gut, the best probiotic that exists, Livia One, natural, organic, and allergen-free. And if you're on race committee or a regatta chair at any one of the clubs or an event coordinator at land or sea, if you need volunteers or helpers for your event, no matter how small or large, we can help. We'll bring out our Raycom radios, be your two-way communications. No drop zones or batteries dying on you. So come on out, and I'll come out and contact Captain Rick at theboatinghour.com. Well, we're here in studio again with Sean from Catalina Crew and Paul.
Oh,
Paul from Hawaii. So let's plug you again. So, Paul, how do I find you? Where am I going to stay? So if I come out to that island, where would be my accommodations, and how do I fly in? Do I fly in from L.A., or do I got to go to the main island and take a shuttle?
No, you can actually fly directly to Kauai from LAX, or Orange County, or even San Diego.
Okay.
I fly back and forth. I grew up in Southern California, so I go
back.
Oh, no
kidding. Where would you grow up?
A little town called Glendora in the San Gabriel Valley.
Sure. I know it very well, actually. Wow. Okay. Do you have a vineyard, or were you farmers or ranchers?
No. I was just a resident of the town of Glendora, and left probably about 1985 and started traveling the world as a musician.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
That's exciting. You know, I had a guest, Bart Hall. It used to be the Fred Hall Show, started out with his father after the war. They were the outdoor shows, and now Bart Hall for many years, as we have shows, their boat shows, outdoor camping, fishing, and boating. Long Beach coming up, actually, as this show is airing, so the end of January, they have a show in San Diego in February, and then the all-boat show in Pomona. And Bart Hall was a musician as well. So he traveled around for about a decade, and then he took over when the dad was feeling ill, and then he eventually passed. So he was a musician as well. I'm world-class kazoo player.
Yeah, lock and load on that one.
I was in the Scouts. I did get my merit badge for music, amongst other things. And I played harmonica. I played piano and violin and a little bit of ukulele. Not very well, but I have fun with it. And they're all on my boat. And as a matter of fact, I would love to sail over to Hawaii. We have a race called the Transpac.
Yep.
And Transpac is a race. I think that's a little bit too advanced for me. But I think I might fly over and meet everybody at the after party, and then maybe spend a little more time and come over to your island, Paul, and take your tour and meet you.
Well, we got the Lihue Boat Harbor here, and it's a pretty nice little harbor. Kauai is, when you sail into Kauai as opposed to the other islands, it is more visually stunning.
Really?
Where our harbor, it's absolutely, we've got these beautiful lighthouses right around the harbor. It looks like something out of a storybook. Kauai is very popular with the movie industry because of its geographic beauty.
Is that the Jurassic Park where they filmed?
Absolutely.
I forgot what it's called, Nebula or something like that.
They filmed the Jurassic Park movies here. The first one, much of it was filmed here on Kauai. In fact, there's some sets that are still standing.
But with the helicopter, that's one of the most epic fly scenes like ever, where they're flying over with the original, you know, with the owner of Jurassic Park, the older gentleman.
Right. The waterfall, when the helicopter circles down. I actually worked for a helicopter company, and they dropped me off in that same location. They didn't even land. I jumped out of the helicopter. I had to clear the landing pad. So that's a gorgeous location where they filmed that shot.
Oh, man, that's awesome. That's killer.
Wow.
And for it to be one of the most beautiful, more beautiful than already Hawaii is, there you go. That's,
oh, my
you know
goodness.
I mean? That's top notch.
God, that is amazing. Well, Paul, I want to thank you for being on the show. This was really exciting to have you. I'm now thinking about my next vacation.
You know? Hawaii. Let's go.
You know, and Sean, thanks for joining me with Doggy, with Logan.
Logan, he's just
Sean and Logan from Catalina Crew are in studio, and my wonderful guest, Paul, from
all
Hawaii.
Your boating needs in Marina Del Rey, Catalina Crew.
That's pretty exciting. God, that's so exciting, Paul. I really want to thank you. You know, I learned a lot about Hawaii. I'm not familiar with the islands, but
Well, come on over. You got to get over here. It's an amazing place. I've been here almost 18 years, and wow. I've never looked back.
That seems to be like the story is like people just go there, and then they're there 30 years. You know what I mean? Never leave once they get to the
island. The one thing I miss is the traffic on the 91 freeway rather than 5:30.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, I'm going to tell you something. During the lockdowns, you know, the
zero traffic.
The pandemics that we had here, I had the freeways to myself. And I was one of the only guys, you know, my other job where I travel around, you know, work for law offices from Legal Resource Services. I had the freeways to myself. Everybody was home. I loved it. It was fantastic. I was going to spread a rumor that it's the freeways that's getting us sick, where we spread all the problems. Well, that's all the time we have for you today, and I hope you enjoyed our show. As always, we're so very fortunate to have such wonderful and exciting guests. I want to thank our in-studio guest and Paul from Hawaii for coming on. And let's not forget the Coasties, protecting our waters, America's lifesavers and guardians of the sea. Be sure to find us on social media, YouTube, Instagram, Rumble, and Facebook. Remember, if you do it right and follow the guidelines and safety precautions, there's no place like being out on the water in the fresh air and sunshine in beautiful, sunny Southern California. So make sure you visit us on the web. And this is Captain Rick with our in-studio guest, Sean from Catalina Crew, and Paul from Hawaii. Thanks for coming on. Keep your emails coming. This is Captain Rick saying ahoy and fair winds to all. God, that was amazing.
That was good.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.